Forget me. The one thing I feel like everyone feels entitled to or having absolute control of is their mind. People live their whole lives, making memories, falling in love, beginning work, getting married, having kids, and then watching your kids grow to have kids. The downside to life being so devoted to these extraordinary memories is that 44% of Americans in the course of old age will develop Alzheimer's disease and lose who they are. Hold on, though. It gets better. Because after the disease is in the works, the patient approximately has 4 to 8 years left of life is a stranger to the world they once knew. The lack of doctors and scholars researching to find a cure for this disease is alarmingly low, which is noticeable because the disease is so untalked about. But that part of the story is for another time, over government-based conspiracies. I was around 9 the first time someone I loved more than anything forgot me. Naturally, as a 9-year-old, I couldn't really comprehend the concept of Alzheimer's, so it cut me deep. As time had continued and I got older, I realized that every time my grandfather forgot people, it cut them pretty deep too, because it is just so hard for someone to comprehend how someone they see every day and wake up in the same houses can forget them in an instant. Supposedly, if you catch on to the damage of the cerebral stem early enough, the impact would not be so powerful. And I just feel stupid and somewhat responsible for not realizing the signs. I have to live with that feeling forever now. And I just wish, at a young age, I would have acquired all this knowledge over such a complex disease. The final cut at my heart occurred when I was 15. I had made it home to Georgia, where snow was faintly falling and Christmas was within days. My heart was so full. Months before this, my family put my grandfather in a memory care home where he could not hurt himself and be watched for since the disease turned my grandfather into a state of permanent confusion. I went up to visit him with my family on Christmas Day. This part broke my heart. As I walked in the facility, it looked like a daycare center, somewhere I did not want to be in, by far a place that I did not want my grandfather to be in. I was nervous to see him, but more importantly, if he would remember his family. This happened to be one of our last encounters. I approached the door, and he would not let me in, refusing to not remember me. My family continued on in, but I could not handle it anymore, so I wept in the hallway. Anger, frustration, and sadness all overtook my body at that instant. Victims of the disease can recall upon long-term memories, and they mix in memories from their younger days with the present. So at most, my grandfather might have remembered me as a kid, while I remember devoting my whole life and upbringing to us being so close. However, my parents reminded me to always remember him for who he used to be, and account one of those memories our last interaction. But it was just too hard to comprehend and accept because I knew a small part of him was still there. The hardest part of accepting this reality that surrounded me was that this was my rock and stability that I had to lose. I spent my childhood growing up in his house, being raised by him. My parents were always on the go with PJ Tour, consuming their life. My granddad was all I knew as a child and into my teenage years. Granted, he was old-fashioned by far and large, but that did not limit the love and trust I invested in him. The very first time I learned that things weren't going to end well was when I was about to enter junior high. He was out driving me around, and the next thing I realized is that my rock and foundation had a stroke at the wheel. That moment was the beginning and end all-in-one scenario. It marked the beginning of his memory decayance and the end of the memories we shared because he forgot them all. Strokes are quite common in Alzheimer's disease and dementia-diagnosed patients. Some of them kill, and the rest demolish their memory. For my grandfather, his final stroke killed him in the summer of 2017. It was about 7 in the morning, and the caregiver discovered my grandfather underwent a stroke in his sleep. He was soon moved to a stretcher and then a hospital, and placed in ICU. The death of a family member who suffered from Alzheimer's disease has to be the hardest because you let go so long ago, but there was always this glimmer of hope left to tease. Finally, after years of torture, his memory was restored, and he was with his wife in heaven. For me, life sucked tremendously at that point. Death is just such a hard thing for me in and of itself because I've lost so many close friends, but this time it just stuck a little different on me. My question was, did he mentally die years ago and was just physically aware post the onset of the cerebral damage? It crushed me because the person I was closest to and my family was trapped in a state of feeling misunderstood for years, and he was the only person I felt like understood me. All this happening during my maturing have shaped me for who I am. I'm fearful this will happen to me, though, possibly my dad or maybe even my brother. Statistically speaking, one of us will develop this disease because it's genetically passed down. I don't want to be selfish or anything, but I'm almost convinced that I would much rather take on the toll of this disease than that of my brother or my dad. My life could not bear to watch them go through that. And at least if I'm genetically favored to get the disease, I will not be aware of anything. The thought of the disease fills my head often as I fall in and out of love with people and faces I could eventually spend my whole life with and wake up next to. It creates a gap between me and some of the people I'm afraid to get too close to and fear that one day I might forget them. I know what it feels like to be forgotten, and I'm not so convinced that I can do that to someone, even though it's not by choice. The idea of forgetting someone I might spend my whole life with terrifies me beyond belief and is morphed into this wall that I put up just enough so people don't get too close. The fear in me is so intense that I've begun to write down all the memories I love and want to cherish forever. This unknown process of who will get the disease next is sort of like preparing for a war that you do not know you'll have to fight. The last thing I want is for the people I love to wonder, will she forget me?